Disney World been pushing patriarch for so long that it's all crumbling.
Yeah, right.
And so these lazy ass men got used to, and women, hold on, I'm gonna get on them too with this. Hold on, I'm gonna get up to them with this shit. Cause they feel like it's this is our job. No, this is what I'm saying. Now. They think this is our job. See, our concept about this shit is fucked up too.
Yeah.
This is not the women's job to have my meal cooked for me when I get off work. That is a psychological. So you're gonna really sit here and tell me my woman gotta have my food ready for me. She been busting her ass. I've been busting my ass. Oh. That's what I'm saying. That's psychological.
Okay. If she's busting her ass, that's different. But if she's just sitting around using dad's debit card all day and getting her nails
done. That's the man who wanna take full control or take full control of every goddamn thing. That's on him. And so and then on that. That's still psychological. Why? Because she get used to your custom of living.
Right.
A woman gonna only do so much if you let her. Same as a fucking man. So this is what I'm saying. We get into this big argument. I know the woman rule shit. But if she don't got knowledge of herself, if she can't tell me she got knowledge of herself and who she is, you think I'm gonna let her rule? But in my mind, I know she's the ruler. So I know how I gotta play it. I know how I gotta do my role.
That's how I see it.
I know how I gotta do it. That's a fact.
Let me say something.
Go on to it.
This is how I see it, right?
Go on to it.
A woman was put here to be our helpmate. If you're gonna be my helpmate, you gotta be of equal strength than me or stronger than me.
She is strong. You feel me?
Right. So now peep game. So peep game.
Yeah.
If I wanna lift something, I need somebody who of equal strength than me or stronger than me. You feel me? So that's my woman. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why when the man know what he got going on, and the man got his vision, and the man know what he's doing, and the woman know herself. You feel me? And I mean 360 degrees. Not just one thing and other thing, okay. And being biased and everything. I'm talking about a woman that fully is aware of self. And to be aware of self, you have to be aware of all contributing factors that make self. You understand? So I feel like a woman takes what we give her, and she give life to it and give it back to us. She do it with sperm, she do it with a house, she do it with everything. A woman makes your house feel like it's home. You understand what I'm saying?
Man, don't do
she's
that.
She's the nurturer. That's what she does. You feel me? Now, guess what? I've been in a relationship. I got out of prison. Got into a relationship with a girl. Got a place with this girl. Took care of this girl. I'm talking about phone bill, rent, cable, everything. Everything taken care of. You feel me? Bought a new phone, all this shit. She going to Florida Career College. I'm paying for her to go there, all that shit like that. And guess what? It was still problems. It was still talk back because it was like, you know, I come from an island background. You know what I'm saying? My grandparents are from Bahamas and Jamaica. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we always learned that you gotta clean. You know what I'm saying? We was those ones that wake up and you're cleaning up. And it was a chore list on the fridge if it was too much people living in the house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now, peep game. So now, my grandma, as I grew older, you know, and I started going to school and, you know, start getting into the bullshit and wanting to skip school, my grandma said, well, let me tell you one thing. She said, if you don't work, you go to school. If you don't go to school, you clean. So the people who do work can be comfortable when they get to the house. That's how you appreciate them because you're not paying no bills.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So they say, guess what? You ain't working. You ain't in school. You understand? To make a career for yourself, then you clean it. You understand? And my grandma said that in me a long time. And out of all my grandmother's grandchildren right now, my grandma always tells me, she like, oh, you know better. You know better. You know better. And I'd be like, what? I'd be like, the rest of them know better too. And guess what she tell me? She said, I raised you. I didn't raise them. I raised you. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's like, with the girl I was with, it went real downhill. Because I took care of her, paid for everything.
She
good.
She got used to.
No, it's not. I wouldn't even say that she got used to. I would say because me just getting out of prison, I didn't pay attention to everything. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
blinded to something.
You know, so it's like, I get, you know, it was my homegirl then.
Right.
I go to prison. No, you feel me? Everybody dissing, nobody writing, nobody doing. She starts writing. So now I'm like, oh, okay. Right. Well, you know, when I get out, you know, boom, boom, boom. I had another female that was that I dealt with when I turned out with, but kid, you had that going on too. You feel what I'm saying? So now, when that happened, you know, we decided to get in a relationship. We decided to get our own place because her parents was like, boom, boom, whatever. The last nigga she was with, he was whack, two thumbs down on everything. Damn. You feel me? On Lord Gino, nigga, two thumbs down. So this nigga had us staying in Lake Worth. Right off of like Gulf Stream or whatever. So I go over there, the lights off. You feel me? The whole house smells like cat territory. And you know what cat territory smells like.
Like piss.
You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so you know. So I'm like, so when we get a, when we get our place, she's like, oh, her, cause I went to her parents' house and I noticed that her mom would be sitting down in the couch all day and her dad would be at work because her dad did gas. So he'll be at work and then he'll come home and her dad was paying for everything. Before like I got with her, her dad was paying everything. Her mom's phone bill, her so, phone
so
bill,
she sees that.
Everything.
It's not good.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So, now, so now, peep this, right? So now, I see her mom don't be cleaning up. Her mom always got mouth for her dad and all that shit. When her dad tell her something about the house. And they love cats. But be letting the cats do whatever the fuck they want. And that's not the type of shit I'm on.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I told her that from the get-go. I'm like, yo, when we get a place, I ain't on that shit. You got me fucked up. So we get our place. The dumbest mistake I ever made in the world. Got it right next door to her parents.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
they control everything.
So I got the place next to her parents and control shit. I got the place next door to her parents and it was like I would come home from work. I was working doing landscaping, commercial landscaping at that. You know, them fields and shit, big ass lakes and shit. You feel me? Working 10 hours a day. You feel me? And I come from work and this bitch ain't clean up, ain't make me nothing to eat, ain't even ask me if I'm hungry or anything like that. No, bitch, I just worked 10 hours.
That's what I'm
you ain't doing
about.
Shit. You sitting over
See,
there with your mom.
Context matters.
You feel me? So it's like.
Because, yeah. Like.
So I got in a. I got. Wait, hold on. I got in an argument with her and her mom. Because I went over to the house. And when I walked in the house, she got up from next to her mom and was like, oh, I gotta go. I gotta go get the house together and get, make him something to eat. Her mom was like, oh, guess what her mom told me? Her mom said, my dad raised me that a man cleans up behind himself. I said, ma'am, let me tell you something. I said, if I was living by myself, the house would be like it was when I left it. You know what I'm saying? But due to the fact that I got your daughter, who I take care of, who you don't do shit for, who don't ask you for shit because I take care of everything. Right. I say, so due to the fact that I do that.
Right.
And I pay for her to go to school.
Do you not understand?
And alleviated stress from y'all. Do that, I do that. It's like, okay, guess what? You can clean the house. You can have this fucking house in order. Girl's supposed to want to do that anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're right. Supposed to want to have your place clean anyway.
Yeah.
My grandma say, what type of person invite a person in their crib and it's dirty? For people to go out in the streets and talk all about you. You know how much people I've seen, like, invite people in their shit, and they shit just fucked up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they just
immune
to it.
Like
they just post up, like, and look at you. What's up, man? You good? Like, what the fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, the relationship got toxic. You know, they got real deal. It got a little physical. You know what I'm saying? So, when it got to that point, I told myself, I said, hey, I got to leave her alone. You know? So, I just... I moved back in with my grandparents and then I posted on Facebook, I guess I'm single. That's how we broke up, you know. And I seen her again. We've talked again and everything. And she has a different boyfriend now. This nigga is on fucking, I don't know what the fuck this nigga is on, but he's on some shit.
Okay.
So he's staying with her. So her mom passed away. RIP to her mom. Her mom passed away. You know, so now it's just her and her dad. Her dad bought a house. I spoke to her dad, and her dad is like, it's so crazy how she's his daughter, who's been with him, and he stayed with her mom when he wanted to leave her mom because they had her, they had her, so he was like, he's not gonna leave because he knew the mom wasn't really on doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Sad to say. So, you know, this nigga tell me, he's like, it's so crazy that he can't even think about dying and leaving her the house because he knows it's not gonna be taken care of. He says she doesn't take care of shit, and she doesn't like to clean. She wants to argue every time. She wants the cats, but doesn't want to clean behind the cats.
This conversation
and everything like that. So now, Pete, I go to Dylan, where again, you know, going there, you know, doing the thing, chilling over there and shit like that. So one day I go over there, and I go in the kitchen, and the kitchen is full with dishes. So I just like, I'm like, okay, well, let me wash these dishes. Right. So I'm emptying the sink, and I'm like, God damn, this fucking kid. You know, as you clean, me looking like, what the fuck? You know, and then I went to the, and then I'm like, I see cat throw up on the floor and shit like that. I'm like, man, let me sweep this room. I sweep in the living room, big ass pile of fucking cat fur I'm sweeping up. And then I go and open the empty room door. They done made that shit into the cat room. It's fucking cat boxes in there and shit all over the floor and all. I'm like, what the fuck? So I go in the room and she's just sitting.
Man, that's pure nasty. That's
what
it is. Sitting in the backyard or something.
Yeah, she's sitting in the room. Come she's on, sitting man. In the room that's on the phone all day playing games. That's what she do. But yeah, so, you know, I had to get rid of her. And you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, I'm with her. You see who I'm with now.
Get rid of
him. Now, peep game.
Shit.
The one person who I'm with now, guess what? I ain't got to ask to do nothing. It's like she reads my mind.
Yeah.
You feel me? And it's like, you feel what I'm saying? Yeah. And it ain't no problem. And I ain't got no doubt
in my mind. Why couldn't the others do that?
And I ain't got no...
Why is that so hard?
And when she goes somewhere, I got no doubt in my mind if anything funny going on, because I already know.
I just want to say, that's... Brother, I love the information you done share.
Isn't that funny? Like, I mean, once you find that, it's like,
no,
why, like, in the, was it rocket science?
For real.
No. I wanted to say this about her.
Do you need a PhD in that?
No. I wanted to say this about her. Environments, I want to say, this Brother Fonzo, and I'll tell you, environments plays a role in upbringing. I'm not always saying environments. Certain environments you come out of, you will be this way. That's psychological. It's up to the person. It's up to the parents. And it's like I say, that's what it is. And it's always up to that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, if that person grew up and they've been groomed that way, that's how they see it and that's how they live. I've been around them a lot. I've been around a lot of people. I've been around so many people. Prime example is like, okay, you got females live like that. You got males live like that. So it's like, it's still their upbringing, because they might come in the household and it's dirty. They used to it. To them, it's clean.
Like, when a female to them is clean. Like that, it's like a man that, like, what would that be like equivalent to for a man? Like, men can be messy, but, like, what would it be? It'd be, like...
It'd be caveman. That's what it is. It's a savage. That's what a savage is. Savages are unlike some... A savage is dirty as hell. You disgusting.
Listen,
it's
like,
what
let me it tell is. You something. Let me tell you something.
It's what it is, man.
Like, let me tell you something. I done lived in a house with six-bedroom house with my family. And Fonzo can attest, the only nigga in there cleaning up. Only nigga in there cleaning up. Every time you come over my house, I got a broom or mop in my hand.
Yeah.
Only nigga cleaning up a 6-bedroom house, and I got people living with me. And I'm the only nigga cleaning up that shit.
I didn't know when the
that still go back to it. It always go to up.
And these niggas been raised to clean. My grandma raised these niggas to clean. You know what I'm saying? My grandma didn't. These niggas know what to do. But it's like, you know what I noticed? Niggas find it easy to follow the lead. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
And if you know better and you don't do better, you're the most dangerous person, because you know better.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what made me hot with my own family, because I'm looking at these niggas dead in their face like, nigga, we used to clean up together, nigga, what the fuck? Like, how I come home from work and I go in the kitchen and y'all got pizza boxes and Dutch wrappers and everything piled so high that I'm taking 2-3 trash bags out the fucking house. Like,
yeah.
And you telling me six of y'all walk past here and none of y'all could have grabbed nothing? That's crazy.
That would drive me crazy. My family's basically clean.
The reason why... Alright, can I say this?
Like, there's not going to be pizza... Like, I mean, even in my room, like, there'll be a pizza box for a day.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, and then I'm like, okay.
Why clean it up and it's not mine?
Other than that, it's not...
Why clean it up and it's not mine? That's how people look at it.
Because it gets...
But I'm not going
to
leave it.
Nah, that's their... Go back to this here, right? That's their go back to this. If a person do that. If me personally... If it's dirty, I'm gonna clean it up.
Well, because you're sacrificing, and then that's why. There's really no benefit.
Why? Because at the same time, if I'm living here with you, I'm gonna do it regardless. You don't have to tell it. You don't have to tell me.
But see, we've been known to do that, and we've been conditioned to do that.
The reason why I want to say this, sir, you can get this book by Robert Greene, "The Laws of the Human Nature." That's a great book to read. Trust me, it's a great book, and it asks a lot of these questions. Some of them. What I'm saying is, that becomes a pattern, because you never used to do it, but then it comes a pattern, and you will pick up that pattern. And it's hard to break that when you just pick something up you never used to do it, because like this, man, shit, that's
real
shit.
I ain't cleaning that shit up.
But you want to know the clincher now?
I ain't cleaning that.
You want to know the clincher now?
I ain't doing it.
You want to know what the clincher is?
Yeah.
Now that these motherfuckers got their own crib, they clean it up. You go to their crib, it's clean. You know what I'm saying? You go to their crib, it's clean, and they trip if you leave anything anywhere. But you just left my shit, leaving shit everywhere. But when I go to their crib now today, they should clean. You can't even...
Maybe you shouldn't have cleaned up after.
I walk in their house and I find these niggas with brooms and dustpans and mops in their hand. And I'm like, really?
Really, yeah.
Really? Oh, now you decide to do this, motherfucker? Come on. You know, he's smiling because he know exactly who I'm talking about. And he know the people I'm referring to because he know me.
Hold on.
So he know, that's why he laughs.
Hold on. I'm going to go into this. Hold on. Because he want to shoot shots. Hold on. He want to shoot shots. The reason why, because he asked me, I got to answer the questions. Now, hold on. He want to shoot them. Boop, 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 boop Not what I said about patterns. Yes, it become patterns, but yes, you can break them patterns too at the same time. Because now I would say, well, what do you really have mentally going on towards how you view me as a person? How you really feel as me? How do you feel? How you feel about me?
He feels
because you did that to me.
If you
no, I'm
so how do you really feel about me?
That's what I'm asking. So how do you feel about me if you was in that state of mindset? You did not care at the moment, or
I think you're thinking too much about it. I think that he thinks that if you leave a dish in the sink and you're just gonna just do that and be a whatever, a dick about it and never clean anything, he might just clean it up. So that, I mean, you shouldn't feel like the victim.
Because yeah, you want to know
like,
so crazy?
He's the victim.
But you want to know so crazy? Peep game.
Story.
You know what's so crazy?
I don't know.
Hey, peep game though. You want to know what's so crazy? When I was getting out of prison, everybody was talking about, oh, yeah, man, we should let Rico come live here. Y'all, because my cousin Kino, he was telling me, he was like, yo, he was telling everybody, man, y'all know Rico gonna clean.
Right.
Y'all know that boy clean everywhere he go. That boy don't play. You know he ain't with no dirty shit. You know he gonna clean. So whoever he live with, they know that shit gonna be clean.
Well, that's
niggas be talking about me like
that.
You hear me? Come on.